firm is one of our very quaint but well sought after cities that one likes to be living in. Reason being is because they offer a phenomenal amount of beautiful homes with beautiful home sites, and there are no apartments in Harrisburg. Like I said, it's a very, very quaint city. A lot of people love Harrisburg, the town of Harrisburg. So this home, again, this home offers 4 bedrooms, 4.5 baths, a basement. It's over 4,800 square feet. It has all of these fabulous upgrades that we're going to go through and tour. And it's listed at $1.4 million. Well, before we tour, they asked that I put these booties on. So just give me a second. I'm going to put these booties on and I'll be right back to you. I'm back. Check out my booties. So this home offers this lovely open floor plan. It's this whole first floor is just open. It has the white oak wood floors. It has 9-foot ceilings. It has 8-foot doors all throughout, recessed lighting. And now I'm going to take you into the formal dining room. So here in this formal dining room, you have this nice light fixture. You have the deep tray ceilings. This room offers all of this lighting from the windows. That's very nice. The baseboards are so thick. I love these baseboards. And then over here in the family room, you have, again, it's very open. It's very modern. You have the built-in bookshelves. You have this gas fireplace. You have the cedar beams above the fireplace and the cedar mantelpiece. And I really love the fact that this family room is right off of this deck that we're going to go out to a little later. Opens right up to this lavish kitchen. Feast your eyes on this chef's kitchen, a kitchen to die for. You have this oversized island. You have cabinets underneath the island. You have these double wall ovens. Well, actually one is a microwave and this is the wall oven. You have the 5-burner gas stove. This kitchen is really to die for. You have this nice sprayer here and this hood. You have a soft close cabinet and the drawers are soft close as well. You have this farm sink. It's a dual sink. Nice lighting, thick molding on the tops of the cabinets. Very nice. The refrigerator remains with this home. You have a walk-in pantry that offers wood shelving. No wire shelving, wood shelving. The countertops are quartz. The backsplash is ceramic. They didn't miss a beat in this kitchen. I don't really like to cook, but I would love to cook in this kitchen. Right off of the kitchen, you have a breakfast area. And I love how it sits right in front of the patio. You can see the backyard. They're building another house over here. All of this great natural lighting. It's beautiful. Can't you just see yourself having a cup of coffee and a good breakfast? I could see myself. Breakfast is actually my favorite meal. So here, we have the entry to the 3-car oversized garage. This garage is completely finished. All the walls are done. Is a side load garage, which is very nice. And behind the garage, we have this feature right here called a drop zone. A drop zone is used for, just as it's called, you drop your stuff in this area when you enter into your home. You have hooks for your coats, your pocketbooks. You have your cubbies there that you can put your hats or whatever you'd like to put. You have drawers underneath here. So very nice area that's tucked away to just drop your belongings when you come in the house. This back here is a powder bathroom, also known as a half bath. And I really love that this is positioned in the back of the house. It's no way close to the kitchen. I think that they did a great job when they put that half bath behind the house, tucked away. This is one of the best areas in this house. This is a basement. We don't really have a whole lot of basements in Charlotte and the surrounding areas, so whenever you get a basement, it's a real treat. But look at all this open space. It also has a kitchenette area too. Nice sink, cabinets. You know, this can be converted into so many different useful spaces. It can be an in-law suite. It can be just an entertainment area. It does have a bedroom with a full bath, a walk-in closet. Down here, which is really neat. Really neat. That walk-in closet is nice size. Recessed lighting, again, all throughout this level as well. Thick baseboards, nice contemporary light fixtures. And here again is another pocket door that goes into the bathroom of this bedroom that can also be accessed from the main area. Here's the bathroom, the full bath actually, in the basement. Nice oversized shower. All of this beautiful ceramic tile. Welcome to the upstairs of this lovely home. Now we're going to enter into this massive owner's suite. Again, we have these 8-foot wood doors. We have a tray ceiling and recessed lighting. This entire level offers the white oak wood floors as well. And right here is a sitting area with this decorative captain's window. This entry is into the master bathroom. And as you enter into the bathroom, you notice this tub that has all of these lovely features. And this is almost like my favorite part of it. This is like a sprinkler. One day I'm gonna get one of these. I love this. They kept the farmhouse theme throughout the entire home. And so they have like these interesting looking mirrors that have a barn style to it. It can't move, but it does have the hardware like a barn door. Thought that was pretty interesting. Light fixtures are nice. Here you have the oversized shower. Beautiful ceramic tile. You have the dual shower heads, the seat. It's wonderful for two people. The flooring in the bathroom is marble, as well as the backsplash behind the tub is marble. And the countertops, of course. The home offers its own separate water closet for privacy. We have a walk-in closet that is wonderful. It's nice and spacious. It has the wood shelving, so none of the plastic shelving in the closets. Here is bedroom two. So you're going to notice all of the lighting in here in this bedroom. The space is nice. The flooring, they kept the same flooring throughout. Baseboards are thick. Each bedroom has its own bathroom, which I think is phenomenal. So you have a full bath. In here, you have the ceramic in the tub shower area that matches the same ceramic on the flooring. You have that nice walk-in closet with windows. How impressive is that? Very nice. You can air out your clothes. Well, this bedroom, there's extra storage space up here. This storage space is phenomenal. Go all the way back here. You can store your Christmas tree, or, you know, all of your outdoor decorations. I know that's what we use our attic for. So this is phenomenal. The space is really good. Absolutely love the openness of the second level. I love these steel railings. How you can just look over and see who's actually coming through your front door. That's always a neat feature. The staircase is actually very wide. Very wide staircase. And this decorative long window that's right in front of you, that's beautiful. That just makes such a statement with the peaked framing around the window. And then you'll see right underneath the window, that's a window seat. Or it can be a plant shelf. It can be whatever you like because it does have little cubbies underneath it. I think that was very unique. The laundry room on the second level. Rule of thumb, usually when your master bedroom is on the second level, so is your laundry. So wherever your master bedroom is, usually your laundry room will be on that same level. Nice cabinetry, a sink, space where you can fold your clothes. Very nice flooring. I like the black and white. Real nice, real clean look. Right in the loft area, you have this wonderful workspace. Nice desk with cabinetry, bright lighting. This is really nice, really, really nice. So now let's go on to this side of the house. We have bedroom number 3 here. Has this nice little niche here. Real interesting. It can be like, you can put your TV in there. You might even be able to put a bed in there. You might bump your head though. But it's a unique space. Here's your closet. Nice size closet. This bedroom also offers its own bath. This has a pocket door. I love these pocket doors. Full bath, just the same as bedroom 2's bathroom. Same look, same type of amenities in that bathroom. Okay. This bathroom. A common area here behind you. You have an amazing flex room or bonus room. I mean, it's huge. You can do so many things in this room. Again, nice lighting, great space, recessed lighting. They did a phenomenal job with this custom built home. Very sturdy. I'm out here on the deck. Can you imagine yourself sitting out here with your nice patio furniture, this nice ceiling fan? Just having, again, a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. Just watching the scenery. These beautiful homes. They're actually building another home right here. This is one beautiful community. Stately. Thank you so much for tuning in with us today on Let's Talk with Tijuana. We hope that you thoroughly enjoyed this tour of this home. I have my partner in crime with me today. Normally it's my son, Naquan.
Well, of course.
Yes, but I have old daddy here helping out, and he was actually videoing, and I think he did a phenomenal job. Thanks, babe.
Thank you.
Yeah, so once again, if there's any questions that you have, please comment, subscribe, and like. Ask any questions that you might have. If there's anything that you want to know about this property, who the builder was, what type of finishings we're putting here, let me know. Hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You can call me. All of my information will be on the screen. And once again, thank you so much. Be blessed. Until we meet again.
Bye-bye.
Bye.